I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the once-thriving village of Claremont. Once home to more than 600 people, Claremont was settled by the Society of Industry and known as Teutonia. In 1843, the community was capitalized with $40,000, with acreage totaling 40,000, including the coal-rich hills of the surrounding area. According to local historians, clothing and food were distributed from the commercial store. Married women were not compelled to work for the community, and all forms of religion were tolerated. The socialistic community and lifestyle lasted for about 3 years in the wilds of Pennsylvania. The region had rich coal, natural gas, and clay deposits that led to industrialization and economic growth in Claremont. The Western New York and Pennsylvania Railroad Company and the Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Western Railroad opened up shipping and passenger channels to Claremont in the late 1800s. The main industries were the Claremont Mines, Claremont Clay Products, and Call Clay Products, in addition to National Fuel Gas. Local dairy farmers provided milk and butter that was sold in stores. Italian farmers specialized in making fresh cheeses. Teams of horses were used for farm work, including plowing and preparing fields, and making deliveries until the early 1940s. Believe it or not, electricity did not come to Claremont until 1946. The village was home to the Claremont Hotel, Grand View Inn, the Bayer House, Decker's Boarding House, the Mountain Inn, and Edie's Inn. Claremont had two barber shops, an ice cream parlor, a pool room, a shoe repair shop, and a dozen or more other retail shops. At one time, there were three churches in Claremont. They were the St. Sabina Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, and the Swedish Lutheran Church. In 1931, a series of forest fires ravaged the state and threatened to burn the hardy village to the ground. For days, volunteer firefighters throughout the region prepared for the worst. Finally, on April 22nd, heavy rains helped save the village after torching over 6,000 acres of neighboring forest land. The clayworks remained an important employer throughout the town's prosperous years and produced clay sewer pipes used by large municipalities like New York City. After World War I, the plant specialized in clay conduit that was used to protect telephone and telegraph wires that were buried underground. AT&T was the company's largest customer until the Great Depression hit in 1929. By 1948, the rail lines were taken up and all transport relied on highway trucking. With Claremont acutely prone to fires, the Erlinson Grocery, Grand View Inn, and Claremont Excavating Company were destroyed in the 1950s. When the Call Clay Works burned to the ground in 1961, 85 workers lost jobs that would never return. There were many families that lived in Claremont for multiple generations, including the Alfieries, Andersons, Blousers, Bushes, Chechies, Diblers, Erlinsons, Hagmans, Himes, Kinneys, Searfosses, Silfies, and Spadafores, to name a few. The Claremont Elementary School closed in 1961, and the post office followed suit in 1971. The remote nature of the village made it a solid candidate for use as a Pennsylvania energy park, which was a euphemism for a nuclear power plant. After much heated debate throughout the mid-70s, the Claremont site was removed from consideration. Today, the village consists largely of hunting camps and perhaps has as many as 50 year-round residents. Considering the rich natural resources and the long history of industry, one has to wonder if the founders of the village would chalk up the region's failure to thrive as just lousy luck. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.